So without any hope of Home Office cooperation, it was obviously up to Turl to dig himself out. The ancient security maxim was ever present in his mind now. Where a situation is needed but doesn't exist, make one. His pockets bulged with button cameras, and his skill in hiding them was expert. Every picto recorder he could lay his paws on lined the shelves of his office, and he kept his door locked, locked, locked. Just now, he was glued to a scope, observing the garage interior. He was waiting for Zit to go to lunch. In his belt, Turl had the duplicate keys to the garage. Open beside him was the book of company regulations relating to the conduct of personnel, security volume 989. And it was open to Article 34A-4, Uniform Code of Penalties. The article said, "Wherein and whereas theft viciously affects profits," and there followed 5 pages of company theft penalties, "and whereas and wherefore company personnel also have rights to their monies, bonuses, and possessions," and there followed 1 page of different aspects of it, "the theft of personal monies from the quarters of employees by employees, when duly evidenced, shall carry the penalty of vaporization." That was the key to Turl's present operation. It didn't say theft went on record. It didn't say a word about when it happened as related to when it was to be punished. The key items were "when duly evidenced" and "vaporization." There was no judicial vaporization chamber on this planet, but that was no barrier. A blast gun could vaporize anyone with great thoroughness. There were 2 other clauses in that book that were important. "All company executives, of whatever grade, shall uphold these regulations." And, "the enforcement of all such regulations shall be vested in the security officers, their assistants, deputies, and personnel." The earlier one included Numpf. He could not even squeak. The latter one meant Turl, the sole and only security officer, or deputy, or assistant, or personnel, on this planet. Turl had spot-watched Zit for a couple of days now, and he knew where he kept his dirty work coats and caps. Aha! Zit was leaving. Turl waited to make sure the transport chief did not come back because he had forgotten something. Good. He was gone. With speed, but not to betray himself or alarm anyone by rushing if met in the halls, Turl went to the garage.